Hachette Audio presents The Vital Abyss, an Expanse novella, written by James S. A. Corey, read by Jefferson Mays. They kept us in an enormous room, 90 meters by 60, with a ceiling 8 meters above us, a bit less than a football pitch, with observation windows along the top 2 meters all the way around, from which our guards could look down on us if they chose to. Old crash couches, salvaged from God knew where, lay scattered around the floor. Eventually, I came to recognize a certain subtle smell, like alcohol and plastic when the air scrubbers were replaced, and the humidity and temperature would sometimes vary, leaving runnels of condensate coming down the walls. Those were the nearest things we had to weather. The gravity, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1/4 G, suggested we were on a spin station. Our guards never said as much, but I could think of no planetary bodies that matched that. For most of us, there was a sense that this shabby, empty room was the final destination for us, the former science team from Thoth Station. Some wept at the thought. The research group did not. We had toilets and showers, but no privacy. When we washed ourselves, it was in front of anyone who cared to observe. We learned to shit with the casualness of animals. When, as was inevitable, we began to turn to each other to fulfill our sexual needs, it was without the veneer of privacy we had once enjoyed, though eventually several of the crash couches were sacrificed to create a small area, visually cut off from the rest of the room that we began calling the hotel. There was never anything sufficient to absorb sound. Our enforced physical intimacy with one another was a source of shame for many of the prisoners who didn't come from the research groups. Those of us who had, myself included, held a different perspective. I think our shamelessness was part of what it made it hard for the others, the ones who had worked security or maintenance or administration, to accept us. There were other reasons, too. But I think the shamelessness was the most visible. I might be wrong about that. I have learned to question my assumptions about what other people feel. The lights in the room went on at what became morning, turned off again at what we agreed to call night. Water we took from a pair of spigots beside the showers, drinking directly from them using our own cupped hands. For want of razors or depilatories, the men among us grew beards. Guards and jailers would come through whenever they saw fit. Armor-clad and carrying guns sufficient to slaughter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?